Welcome to A Flame in the Chaos, where we talk about our real life chaos and how the flame of God never goes out. He is our light in the darkness and the calm in our chaos. And man, am I so thankful for that, because Lindsay will always bring the chaos, and thank God the Holy Spirit always brings the flame. So what happens when you have a task to complete? For instance, every single night I have to set my alarm clock, right? The next morning I hit snooze probably 3 or 4 times before I actually have to get up out of bed. Then I get up, I get my 2 older sons up first to get a shower. I jump in the shower, I start doing my makeup while they're getting ready, get the 3rd son up, do my hair, get the 4th son up, I'm getting dressed, get the, you know, youngest 2's teeth brushed, make sure their hair's good, make sure all the backpacks and stuff are ready for school, get them out the door, do a couple things on my laptop, and then I get in my car and I commute an hour to work. And I do all of that, one, because I enjoy the job, but 2, it's my livelihood. So I have to go to work every day to get a paycheck. I get a paycheck every 2 weeks. I have to show up to work to get that. And I need the money to pay my bills. And the bills keep on our power and water and internet and, you know, everything else. And do you see how that kind of rippled, right? So what if I just didn't get up? What if I did not show up for work and, you know, my work just doesn't get done? And while, of course, like, somebody else could fill in the role, that's still my role. It's what I'm supposed to do. It's what I learned to do. It's what I trained to do. It's what I was hired for. And then, you know, of course, if I did not continue to show up, then they would just replace me. The job needs to be done with somebody. So, of course, they're just going to, you know, replace me. So now I'm without the benefit of a paycheck to pay my bills. The job may not be getting done as good as it could have been done if I was in the role like I should have been. And we can relate to this not only in our physical life, but also in our spiritual life. So in Ephesians 2 and 10, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do good things He has planned for us long ago." I just love that so much. We are God's masterpiece. I did another episode talking about the majesty in your making, and this is just another way that goes into that. We are a masterpiece created by God, right? It also says, so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. This lets us know that no matter what we personally choose to do in our life, that God has a plan and an individual purpose for us all. In Romans 8 and 28, it says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." So our purpose that we work for is for His people, right? And we are specifically sought out and called because of the need for other individuals and a purpose that God has created for us. Some more insight comes from Philippians 2, verses 12 through 13. "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you and who will act in order to fulfill good purpose." So here, Paul's friends are like doing good. You know, he's like super proud of them. He's like, "You're living right in my sight and in my absence." And that's something big too. Like, you can act a certain way, but God sees how you act behind closed doors. How do you act when nobody's watching? Paul knows these people are acting good when he's there and when he's not. So he also reminds us that we have to have that respect and that God fear working daily on our salvation. And through that, God's able to see us as a willing vessel and then work His purpose out in our life. So a key factor for God to move, we have to move. We cannot just show up on Sunday and never talk to Him or never study the rest of the week. And as we grow and mature, our purpose in our life, it becomes more evident. So one of my favorite Bible verses is 1 Corinthians 12 and 27, it says, all of you together are Christ's body and each of you is a part of it. And I love that so much because it just brought so much clarity to me. I am a nurse by background, and it just, I studied the body in college, and I just love how everything has to work together for the good of your body. I work for an inpatient rehab hospital currently, and one of the things that we specialize in is stroke rehab. So if you know, strokes affect people differently. Some people may have like left-sided or right-sided weakness or paresis even. Some people have trouble swallowing or speaking. It changes their cognition, coordination, their vision. I mean, whatever, it's different for each person. So can you imagine what we right now as the body look like? People claim salvation every single day and then decide to never move or grow in their purpose. So we're just dragging a lot of the body as dead weight right now. Can you imagine? Like, we don't even have a full stride probably. We're probably dragging, you know, just really pulling with one arm. I mean, the way that the body of Christ looks right now. And there's such an urgency now more than ever for a movement of the body. And so can you really think about your own body, all the body parts that you have, and really think about how it works together each day to do what you need to do? Even to just get up and get in the shower, brush your teeth, brush your hair, get dressed. You don't have to remind your body to do that. You simply think a thought and your body just minds. It doesn't take a movement. It takes every single part in one accord working together, right? That's something that we just don't see too often now. And so you may not be a heart, a lung, a brain in the body, but every single piece has a purpose. If you think about wounds and sores, cuts, the healing process of the skin is so important. Like, you may be just a cell in this healing process of the skin, but without that, we're left, our body is left vulnerable to infection and pain. So that cell, that single cell, is so vital in the process. And what happens is the enemy tends to convince us that we're nothing, we're worthless, we're purposeless, and it really holds us back. It holds us down, and we spend years, sometimes our entire Christian life, being still, just sitting still, not moving. You have to move. It is so critical. You have to move. Movement can be through your prayers, through your Bible study. It may be theology school. It may be joining the praise team, learning to worship. It may be evangelism, discipleship. It's different for every single person, but overall, there are people that are waiting for you. There are people that need you to move so then they can be delivered, they can be healed, then they can get their stir of the Spirit and they can move. And, you know, it's just like the job. If I don't show up, they'll have to put somebody in the job. Please don't risk putting God in a position of needing someone to fill your purpose and allowing somebody else to get your blessing. You have been sitting, laying, sleeping, snoozing that alarm for far too long. It is time to move, okay? And this also can be seen in another aspect, really. So sometimes we're walking right and then life hits. Y'all know life does hit sometimes, and though we do have God in our life and His joy and His peace and His grace and His mercy and His protection, y'all, we still live in a fallen world, and honestly, we do have to deal with hurt and we do have to deal with challenges in life, and life can take over sometimes, and before you know it, you've stopped moving. It may be that you were moving here and there, and now you've completely stopped. You got caught up in those feelings, and maybe you're losing your fire. Your fire's dwindling out. You may be dealing with depression, anxiety, a hurt feeling, church hurt even, and you just don't know how to get back. The answer is movement. You have to move. So our spirit can become stagnant. And really, if you think about a stagnant pond, right? Everything in there is still. There's no movement. You've got kind of growth on it where there's no movement. There's some kind of smell to it. It's just not great. It's just steel. There's nothing there. We went to the zoo and at the alligator part where you're going over the little bridge, and there's the alligator. It's so stagnant on purpose, I think, and it has like such like a grassy, mossy area. Sometimes our spirit can be so stale that we're growing moss on the inside of us. We have a spiritual growth that should not be there. We need to be stirred so we can be cleaned out, right? So then you think about the rushing water, the rapids, like waterfall, things that, you know, people pay to go on these excursions through the rapids. Like, that's the movement in the spirit. And no matter if that's your level of movement, you may be just like a tiny little brook. You know what I mean? And maybe that you've gone from stagnant and your little bit of movement. It's still movement. That is so important. Just make sure you start moving again. And sometimes it takes us stirring ourselves. David and Paul in the Bible speak of this. You know, we have to stir that flame ourselves sometimes. It's very important for you to have people that you can go to for prayer, but sometimes it just needs to be you. Sometimes you have to lay hands on yourself and start praying. Sometimes even when you don't want to, you have to force feed yourself that word of God. Sometimes when you don't have the words to say, you just have to go and cry out to God. You might just have to say the name of Jesus, 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 just to get something moving in your spirit. It might be playing the same worship song because that is the only time that you feel God. It is the only time that you feel close enough to the Spirit. You play that worship song 5 times in a row if you have to, then start to call the name of Jesus. Put hands on yourself and you start praying. That is starting that movement. That's starting that stirring. And you know what? It's tough. It's not always easy. It is not always easy. You know, in fairy tales, we look at it and you see Cinderella and she's having a hard time. And here comes a fairy princess and she, you know, just waves her little wand and she has everything that she needs. Or, you know, just those kind of things. We just expect somebody to show up for us and just do it. But in this situation, God is already there. He's waiting for us. It's up to us. We have to move. We have to make a decision inside of us. Okay, I'm tired of being stagnant. It is time for me to move. It is up to us to move. And so it does come from you. And it's a decision. It's a thought. It's a purpose. It's a plan. It's you saying, I am going to move. And it really is time that you move. And so God did put this on my spirit. I know that there are some people out there and you might be dealing with being stagnant in the church. Maybe you've just been sitting in the church praying, God, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? What is my purpose? Okay, what are you doing outside of church? When was the last time that you devoted time to God? When was the last time that you said, okay, God, you know what? I'm going to fast for this week. I'm going to give up this because I want to seek you out more. I'm going to wake up an hour early just to be in prayer time, just to be in my word. I'm going to start this devotion every single night before I go to bed. I'm going to purposely turn off all music on my way to work just so I can pray, just so I can seek you out. I'm going to leave Facebook and social media alone for this time period just so I can see what my purpose is. You know what? I'm going to go to that Sunday school class when I'm too tired to wake up. I'm going to go to that Wednesday night class. I'm going to join a small group. I'm going to reach out to my friends from church when I really have a problem. I'm going to start stepping out in those areas. When was the last time that you did that? When was the last time that you just prayed, God, I need a stirring. I need a stirring. I want more of you. That is a thing. And you know, if it's opposite, when was the last time, you know, that you really said, okay, I'm not comfortable. I don't want to do this today, but I'm going to step out in faith, God. I'm hurting. My soul is empty. My heart is broken, but God, I'm going to step out with you. God, I'm terrified, but you know what? I'm stepping out on this water and I'm looking at you. Don't let me drown. God, I have nothing else left in my world and I've been here too long. Stir me, Lord. Sometimes it takes getting out of your comfort zone. It is time to move. And not only is it time to move for you, but it's time to move for the entire body. The entire body is waiting on you. You know what I mean? You could be one of those vital organs. Every single body plays a part. How do you know what you're meant to do if you never move? That is such a big deal. How am I supposed to move? What am I supposed to do? All of that comes from God. And you know what? When you do this, there's probably going to be some kind of something in your head. You're not good enough. You're worthless. You're purposeless. Just like I said earlier, you know what? Those lies tend to yell at us in our mind. Those are always the loudest. They always want us to be still. They always want us arms clenched down, no praise. You know what I mean? Your heart can be pounding out of your chest and you hear, don't go up there. They're looking at you. They're this, they're that. No, that is the enemy. There is freedom in God. There is freedom in your stirring of your spirit. There is freedom in that rushing water. Freedom that washes all that stagnation and all that moss and all that smell and stench away. Get that freedom. And to get that freedom, you have to move. You have to be willing. Sometimes when you're in the most uncomfortable state, that's when you need to move the most. Sometimes when you feel like, no, I can't. You have to make yourself. You have to physically say, yes, I can, because I am a child of God. Yes, I can. God, I am nothing, but you are everything. God, I am weak right now, so I need your strength. You don't have to ask for his strength. He is our strength. It's already in us. It is already in us. You just have to speak it and claim it and know that it's there. You have to start trusting. You have to start believing. And you know what? Sometimes you have to fool yourself. Sometimes that movement comes from fooling yourself. You know what? God, I can't do this, but if you want me to take a step, I'll try. My legs ain't working today, but God, I'm gonna try. And you know what? You may fall a couple times, but God is gonna see that, and he's not going to let you continue falling. He appreciates the movement. And you will be so surprised in a year what you have accomplished when you just step out and say, yes, yes, yes. Okay, let me move. Let me move. Okay, let me get out of my comfort zone a little bit. And sometimes people are sitting on pews and they have a good life, but they're just no longer comfortable in it. And they have, you know, everything they want, and they still feel like something's missing. You know why? Because you're not in your purpose with God. God is wanting you to move outside of that comfort zone and walk in your purpose with him. He needs that relationship, you know? So that is a big, big thing. And you know what? I love you all so much, but I want to see everybody with rushing waters and a stirred up spirit. I truly, truly do. So I am praying for every single person that has heard this message under the sound of my voice, that something ignite in you, that something awakens in you, and you cannot help but move. I speak life over you. I rebuke any signs of depression and anxiety trying to hinder you and hold you down. Don't listen to those lies in your mind. Listen to that still small voice inside of you. You got this. Now let me see you move.